How dare you? How dare you say that Snit has one foot out the door already? This insinuation. I can't even believe you went there. Now, look, the Braves have not been good. But by no means has Brian Snicker quit in any way, shape, or form. Abe Gordon in for Mike Bell. You went to break talking about this, and I've been saying this to you. I don't know what you're talking about. Snit is doing everything he can. What? Look, I wanted to fire Snit after we blew a 6-run lead in the 9th inning. And they didn't. Okay, so we kept moving. And we now know that they're not going to at least do anything until probably the end of the season if they do anything at all.
Internally, we're going to have to do it, and we're going to have to make it happen. And
we haven't. And so now I'm to a point where I'm like, Snit's doing everything he possibly can. I had a conversation with somebody inside the Braves organization about this. And Abe, they said to me, he's at his wit's end. He literally is like, I've changed the lineup. I've talked to every guy. I don't know what to do. Have you ever had a situation with your kid where your kid continues to, like, misbehave and get into trouble, and then all of a sudden, like, you've done all the things, and, you know, the people at the school have talked to him, and they keep doing the things, and you talk to him, and, like, grandma and grandpa talk to him, and it just keeps doing the same things? You ever been in that situation? That's the Braves right now. Don't hit, can't win, aren't clutch enough, pitching sucks, and the manager is like, what do you want me to do? It's blasphemy that you even would insinuate that he has one foot out the door.
Well, a couple things I want to state, because you mentioned, whether you meant to or not, the possibility of change. And I don't think that is on the table. At no point all season have I ever even considered the possibility of change until the offseason. He does not and should not be fired at any point this season.
So it's not his fault?
No, of course not. But I also think it's time for someone new to lead the team forward. I have nothing against Snit. I think he's incredible. But it's also time to go ahead. I mean, what are we going to do? Because if he stays one more year now, you might actually have to fire him. I think he's probably come to that conclusion as well. I think there's been comments to him directly from the franchise that say, hey, man, we're not going to fire you in season, but, like, you got to retire. It's time. They just canned it in D.C.,
they did. General manager.
And guess what? They got a ring, too.
Yes, they do.
Those guys got a ring, too.
You got it before us.
And it's been a little bit longer, and that's understood. Yep. But let's not pretend that having the ring is just going to save you for perpetuity. Those guys just got canned.
So can we call it? Can we call it?
I called it a month ago. Huh. I don't want to.
Let's call it. Let's call it, though. It's official. This is over.
Before the All-Star break?
Before the All-Star break. Snit, we know you don't have the answers, and we understand that you've tried. But this is done. It's time to put this to bed. And understand that being 11 games under 500 a week before the All-Star game is not where we're used to being. But Braves country, this is false hope.
Remember the start of the year where we went 0-7 and we're like, all right, season starts now, game 8.
Yes.
They've actually been worse since then. They've actually somehow gotten worse.
Which is hard to believe because that was such a terrible start.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? This is why it's false hope. And by the way, we're going to get to the congratulations of the guys that are going to be participating in the All-Star game because we need to be able to at least applaud the guys that are going to represent our wonderful city. And the city's going to put on. We're going to put on for the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby and everything that's going on, the Fan Fest. Mike and I are going to be down there Monday, Tuesday. It's going to be a great time. But the false hope comes from the idea that Sale's going to come back and all of a sudden win 4 or 5 in a row for you. The false hope comes from the injury bug that has bitten us with A.J. Smith-Shawver out, Tommy John, Ronaldo Lopez, high hopes, expectations, shoulder, done. Just go down the list of all the things that have transpired on top of the fact that your regular everyday lineup has not hit. And then you just know the one big question mark. And Money Harris, man, I talk about answers. I have zero answers.
So this is where the false hope comes in for me.
I have zero answers for Michael Money Harris.
And here's the problem. And I, I trust Alex Anthopoulos. I think he's a very good GM. He was on this station a couple of weeks ago talking about stretches in a career and ups and downs, and you don't really panic until it's not up and down and waves, that it's just a flat line. Michael Harris is approaching now a full year of being a flat line. He got real hot at the end of the year last year. That's the only reason we're even still considering this. But the same thing with Ozzie Albies. When you talk about false hope, to me, it's with those two guys. And us believing, really the entire fan base, at some point, it will even out. Because that's what we were told at different times via whatever various statistic you want to hit. BABIP or exit velo, all of that stuff. All of that stuff. That at some point, it would even out the way we've seen Olsen go hot and cold, the way we've seen at times Riley go hot and cold, the way we've seen Sean Murphy go hot and cold, that for Harris and Ozzie, it would even out. It's not evening out.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle.
That's where the false hope is for me. What was supposed to be Acuña gets back and these guys start hitting and the offense takes off.
Yeah.
No. They're not taking off. That guy's batting .210 with a .230 on base percentage.
It's bad,
Carl.
It's bad.
You could get on .110.
I know.
Like you'll get hit by a pitch here and there. Take a walk.
Oh, I would take plenty.
You'll
of
walks. You'll get picked off.
Because
that's all right.
I could hit. I'd be watching these pitches fly by. I mean, like
he should watch some of them fly by. They're landing in the dirt, and we're swinging at it.
Okay, so we're gonna put this in perspective, and this is not banging on Money Harris. This is the entire team, but Money Harris and Albies stand out.
Harris is the one that bothers me most.
Okay.
Ozzie is doing whatever he can, and that's fine. Ozzie has a much different ceiling, in my opinion, than what Harris has.
All right.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Harris isn't being the five-tool player that I believe he has inside of him.
I don't disagree.
He's not even close.
I don't disagree with you. Athletically, talent-wise, you're right. But to put this in perspective, speaking of the walks, and then we're going to hear from Chris Sale, who was selected to being an all-star. And congratulations. Mm-hmm. Stop it. And Matt Olson as well. Money Harris hasn't drawn a walk in 153 plate appearances. I just want you to think about that for a second. You only get three or four at-bats, maybe five in a game, and that's not on the norm. And he has gone to the plate 153 times and hasn't drawn a walk. Guys, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to think you could be at the plate that much and go, I'm going to take four. Like, I'm not even going to swing. I'm just going to see what this guy throws me. Or at least attempt to draw a walk and make a pitcher throw 9 or 10 pitches to you. So that's how bad it is.
I figured it out.
And I have no answer for him.
No, I figured it out.
What?
You remember when Eddie Rosario played blind for half a season?
Of course.
Have we checked?
If his sight is vision?
He's swinging at balls. Have we checked?
You think he needs LASIK or something?
You said Snit has tried almost everything.
Snit has tried everything.
One last test. It's an eye exam.
Well, yeah, Rosario, I don't know how he was seeing the ball or wasn't seeing the ball. But once he got fixed, he was great. If you don't remember, he had like an eye issue and then, you know, had surgery and we were like, how is he even seeing the ball? We're talking about the Braves, guys. They are off today. They take on the A's tomorrow. They're on the road. The A's are 19 games under 500.
Athletics, remember, we're not calling them A's in Sacramento.
Okay.
I told you that.
They are in Sacramento, which is a crap town. But the A's, Athletics, are 19 games under. Don't laugh. We're 11. Like, I know you think like the A's are one of the worst teams in the league. Well, guess what? We're trending that way. So this is not like, oh, we'll get right and go play the A's before the All-Star break. I have no expectations anymore. I just don't. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Follow us on social media, by the way. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station, 929 The Game. And, of course, you can hit Mike up. He's on vacay at Mike Bell ATL. Abe, give him your social media.
It's just at Abe Gordon. It's easy. Very simple.
It's easy. Can I hear Chris Sale on being named Big O, an all-star? Big O is back, by the way, behind the glass after 15 weeks of maternity leave. Can I hear him talk about this?
My kids love it. They have a blast. And, you know, hopefully the younger ones now can remember some of these, you know, some of the moments and be able to appreciate it when they get older. I remember Jake Peavy telling me one time, and I felt like this a few years ago when I was going through it. I remember him telling me when he had three sons at the time, he's like, my oldest son knew I was a bad My middle son knows I play baseball. My youngest son thinks I stink. So I stole that joke from him a few years ago. So it's cool to, you know, let the boys in the house know Dad still got it a little bit.
It is cool. There's no doubt. And it's one of the reasons why I think guys continue to try to play as their kids get older. And you want to have your kids experience a little bit of that. And it is neat for Chris and Matt and Ronald Acuna. By the way, Matt Olson from Atlanta, for those who don't know, was at the 2000 All-Star Weekend and was at the Home Run Derby. And you fast forward 25 years, it was 2000 when that happened at the TED, but now he's going to participate. And I think that's a cool story within itself. So we have our guys that are going to be a part of the All-Star game and certainly the All-Star Week festivities. And that's something to look forward to. But this team right now is absolutely going nowhere. We're coming back. We got more to discuss. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network is going to join us coming up a little bit later on. And a Hawks discussion you don't want to miss next.
And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer, an eye exam.